maybe before continuing the talk. One story that is related with the stupa. There happened when Shakyamuni Buddha was in India. That time, there happened one old man. Only after, when he became 80 years old, then he began to practice meditation. But in that life, even though he began to practice meditation, practice Dharma after a long time, after when he was over 80 years old, even though he began the practice very late, very late, but in that life, he was able to achieve the sorrowless state, ultimate happiness, the ultimate liberation. Yesterday in the afternoon, as I mentioned, the three levels of problem. the defiled aggregates, the association of body mind. Defiled aggregates, which creates again future lives, aggregate, the future life, you see, the aggregates, which is nature of suffering. Now, you see, so that fundamental, that you see, fundamental problem, even the body does not continue to next life, but the conscience go to migrate, you know, is reincarnates, it continues. So this aggregates continuous circles the next life. So continues joins to the next, continues to next life. Then that becomes next life aggregates. When that conscience, whether it's only conscience or what that conscience associated with another body. So you see, so that becomes the future, the samsara, the cycle. So this is the present, this aggregates association body mind, the present cycle. Then the future life aggregates that which continued from this, that which is you see, came from this, which continued from this. So that is the future life cycle of the samsara. ultimate liberation is completely free from this, and then from the even the so completely free from this, then free from, you see, the suffering of changes and suffering of pain. So this ultimate liberation, you see, then after this impossible, impossible, you see, completely free from all the whole entire the suffering realm. So impossible to experience problem again. So that is ultimate liberation. So this Chimda Palje, his name, this old man named Kim Da Baoji. Kim Da Baoji. So he achieved this. even he began the practice only after 80, then he achieved ultimate liberation in that life by meeting Shakyamuni Buddha. So how that happened is that so when he was in the family, because so old age, so everybody, all children, everybody making fun of him. See, they were teasing him, making fun of him, and so he got fed up with the family, and so then he thought, because he got fed up with the family, because they were teasing him, you see, don't respect him, didn't treat him well. So then he got bored, you know, he got tired, you see. in the family, so then he thought to be a monk. go to monastery and to be a monk. So, so then he went to monastery, and the abbot of the monastery is one who was arhat, one arhat called one of the chief disciples of the Buddha. Arhat means one who achieved this ultimate liberation. So he checked the Sharipu. He checked what this old man. So he checked whether this old man has any merit that this old man can become a monk and to practice. So he could not find any merit, any cause that the old man created to be monk and to live in monastery study. So the teacher, the abbot of the monastery, Sharipu, advised the old man that you are old, that you are very old and cannot. There's a lot of lot of things to learn in the monastery, so you cannot do that. You are unable to do this. So you will be unable to do this, and you cannot do studies and cannot work in the monastery. So abbot, they say, the Sharipu, the first abbot, didn't accept. Then the old man got completely upset. Completely upset, and at the gate of the monastery, then the old man banged his door on the. he kneeled down and he cried and banged his head and forehead on the bottom of the door. then he cried, then he went away in the park. And then again he cried and cried because he was not accepted by the abbot. Then, because during that time, Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha was in India at that time. So Buddha's omniscient mind sees all the time, work for a sentient being. Sees all the sentient beings and only reflecting work for a sentient being. So so immediately, even for common people, even for ordinary people, view, even Buddha is very far, where Buddha is very far, but immediately, very far from the old person, from that place. But immediately Buddha appeared in the front of that old man, and then asked old man, what happened with you? why are you crying? Then the old man explained, how he got fed up in the family, he was teased, treated him badly, So, because they treat him badly, and then he went to the monastery, but he was not accepted by the emperor. All these things, then Buddha explained to him that you have karma, you have the cause, the merit, to become monk. the abbot, the Shatipu, did not, Buddha said, he did not finish the work accumulating the two types of merit, the merit of wisdom and merit of the, method of fortune. The two types of merit, you see, he did not finish the work accumulating these types of merit. He did not complete. But I have completed these two types of merit. So, achieved enlightenment, full enlightenment. So therefore, and therefore I can see that you do have merit to be a monk. what Buddha was saying is the abbot of the monastery, you see, Shariputra, because did not complete the work accumulating merit. You know, the merit is the amount of the merit is not completed. So the merit is not completed. So therefore he slays obscuration. You see, slays obscuration. cannot see the subtle things. There are four subtle things. There are four subtle things that even the arhatas. Arhat means who destroyed enemy. who have destroyed enemy, means their enemy. This enemy is not talking the outside enemy. who have destroyed enemy, means inner enemy. Inner enemy, the delusions. delusions. the hallucinated mind, ignorance and attachment suffered all these delusions, and the seed of those delusions, that which produces all the sufferings. So having destroyed enemy, arhat, who have destroyed enemy, means the inner enemy, these things, that which is in the mind, that which is the mind, or that which is in the mind. So by, you see, having completely destroyed the inner enemy, then you see they achieve the ultimate everlasting happiness and liberation. So the arhat, because not having completed the merit of fortune, merit of wisdom, not even complete. So therefore, the obscuration is not completely purified. There's still subtle obscuration. So they cannot see, the subtle phenomena, the subtle phenomena. even though they have incredible qualities, psychic powers, innumerable qualities, realizations, but still cannot see the subtle, phenomena. four subtle phenomena they cannot see because of subtle obscuration. one thing is the this old man has created the marriage. Has created the marriage, but it has been incredible length of time ago. An unbelievable length of time ago. So could not see. And then incredible length of distance, the place, and for example, the butterfly, the butterfly or peacocks, is they have a different colors. So the cause of each color. This is not talking the condition, the biologically the condition is the cells or atoms. What makes this different color? It's not talking that the cause. Now here we're talking about the inner cause. The inner cause, not the physical cause. That was the condition. The inner cause of why this butterfly has all these small different colors and the pico and same, maybe similar, similar, you see, the flower, the flower that has so many designs, so many different colors or design. It's an incredible design on one small piece of plant. Is it? So people, the people who are using, people who who see that plant, who enjoy that plant, you see, you know, who enjoy that plant by seeing, you see, the color shapes, you see. So that is related. Existing such a plant that is connected with a person, with a person's, you see, mind. There's a connection. Existence of such a plant, shape and color, so for the design, and the person who see the plant, you see, who enjoy the plant or who see the plant, there's a combination. There's a connection with the person's mind. So, however, if there's no mind, if there's no, for example, no mind, without the mind, all this plant, you see, cannot exist. Without the mind, you see, all these, even these external phenomena do not exist, cannot exist. Nowhere to exist, nowhere to come out. So, why this plant grew in such a way, color, shape, all these reasons. The real reason, there's outside condition, but the real reason why this plant such color, shape, you know, all these things, why it such grew such a way. So the real reason is a you see, that is the the living beings. That is the living beings. Living beings who see that plant, who use that plant. The living beings, you see, mind. Living beings mind. Living beings thought. the present the It is the what is seen, what is appeared, what is seen outside. It is a it is related. It is related to present consciousness and is related to past mind of the people, the living beings who are, you see, who see the plant, who own the plant, who see the plant. it is connected with the present mind and is connected with the past. thought or past thought, past the mind of the living beings. So, however,